They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If your wife asked you, do you love me? And your answer was this. Well, I mean, I love you. And we don't always agree on stuff. And that pause, that's called a divorce. And it's going to happen in about 6 weeks.
Colin Cowherd discussing the item of the day, Brady and Belichick. That is true. Hardy, you ever known anyone who's gotten a divorce and they say, well, you know, I still love who I'm divorcing, but it's just not working. You know, it's just not functional.
Well, I hear that.
Love's a complicated word.
In theory, I hear it in television and films.
Yes. That's what's going on. Yeah, I mean, I love you. It's just that we just can't be married. This is just not working. It's bad for the both of us. It sounds like a divorcing couple. Well, I mean, I love him. Says Tom. I want to know, is there more of an analogy there other than just that it's a divorce? I mean, that's sort of a natural line to draw. What else did Cowherd have for us? I know he loves his analogies.
What selfish people who are legends demand is not love. What they demand is, can you help me? And if a legend keeps you around, it's not because they love you. It's because they feel you can help them. And Tom Brady knows Belichick helps him. And Belichick knows Tom Brady helps him. LeBron has dumped friends. D. Wade didn't even give him a heads up. Hey, LeBron, want to go to practice? Yeah, I'm in Cleveland. I'm no longer in Miami. LeBron has dumped friends. You know who LeBron never dumps? People that are still in their prime. They may dump him. He doesn't dump them. The way Belichick starts that. I mean, I pause. Well, I love Bill Belichick. No, what you were saying is you respect Bill Belichick. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards don't love each other. They may say it if interviewed by Oprah, but what they do is respect each other. Keith Richards is better with Mick. Mick is better with Keith Richards. When you're talking about all-time legends, this goes from owners. This goes Elon Musk to Mark Zuckerberg to Bill Gates.
What?
To Tom Brady to LeBron. Legends are selfish. It ain't about love. They'll dump you in a second if they love you. They will never dump you if they respect you. And respect starts with, can you help me? I demand you help me or I get rid of you.
Brady and Belichick are the Rolling Stones and the
Elon
power
Musk.
Brokers in Silicon Valley. No?
This,
Bill Belichick.
Does Lionel Richie love the Commodores?
Keith Richards, Cap'n Crunch, Elon Musk.
Captain and Tennille. Never the same.
Yeah.
If they
but
were
they
not
did
together.
Say love will keep us together.
Wasn't there an elephant involved with Peanut Butter Crunch for a while? Get rid of that elephant. He's not helping the cause. Dump the elephant logo. I know they love peanuts. Who cares?
What are you doing, Jim?
I'm the captain.
He's playing the Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, the Stones? Insane.
Oh, God. So.
Jeez. I was thinking somebody died.
We got to get you a new job.
Make my head
hurt. Huh? I don't do music. There you go.
There we go. He does this, though.
Hey.
Love will keep us together.
You wore the captain's
like
hat.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Who did? Brady or Belichick?
Tennille. Didn't she?
No, the guy did. The guy.
Oh, the
player
did?
Guy.
Oh, okay.
And she's, she had the mic and she's
I thought she wore the
captain. You're thinking of Tony Orlando and Dawn. Tie a yellow ribbon around that big old tree.
No, the captain definitely wore the hat.
The captain wore the captain's hat?
You're the captain.
Are you sure? Tony Tennille did not wear the hat.
Are you sure the captain wore the captain's hat?
I'm the captain of the ship.
1,000% positive.
All right. I have to double check your work on that.
1,000% positive. Can show you an album cover if you need one.
God, we had those. We had those in my home.
So if you're trying to figure out who's the captain and who's Tennille between Brady and Belichick, which one is which? You know?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Who's more important to Captain Tennille? I would say that Tennille is. Just listen. It's all Tennille.
I mean, anybody can play the piano. Right.
But the point is, throw Tennille in a studio without the captain there. Right. What does she come out with?
I don't know.
The captain is responsible
captain driver
for,
everywhere?
You know, everything but the voice here.
Yeah, but he's replaceable.
Whatever.
But he's replaceable. Yeah.
Right. It's like a guard. He's like an offensive guard. Replaceable. Oh, I don't know. It's timing.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a little bit of a yacht rock thing to it, right?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
What about John Tesh and Connie, what's her name?
Selica.
Are they together or apart?
I don't know. That doesn't seem like a power duo, though.
No. But, like, they're never together. Something's weird there.
It's not.
Like, they're not. It doesn't work.
That's not Keith Richards and
Mick
Jagger.
The Bills.
I'm sorry. It just isn't.
What about the Bills? Oh,
that's like Peterman and McDermott.
Yeah. Not exactly a Lennon and McCartney combo, you know?
It's true.
617-779-0985.
Cher's bigger than Sonny.
Well.
Right?
Sonny really didn't have his full time on this earth. We don't know what he could have become. I mean, the man was in...
But they loved each other because they sang I Got You.
The man was a senator or something. A state rep.
So was Lynn Swan.
All right, so we got to come up with a duo for...
Belichick and Brady.
I'm thinking Pagano and Andrew Luck.
Cheech and Chong.
I'm going to go owner on this one. Or not Pagano for...
My what God. About Cheech and Chong?
Like that Colts owner, Jim Irsay. Irsay and Luck.
Hey, man, you fired up? A Tommy Boy and Patrick Swayze.
We're feeling so good about where Andrew's at.
Yeah. Fired up. May you throw the Duke next week, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Chris is in Framingham. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted I just had a question. So if the Pats make it to the Super Bowl, who do you guys think will get credit, Brady or Belichick?
No, they both will.
Is Brady the MVP again? What's defense look like? I think it's a big year for the defense and Bill. You get your ass kicked in the Super Bowl. You tried to make adjustments to it.
Brady will generally get more credit than Bill.
Yeah, because he's Brady.
Of course.
Bill won't say much.
Players generally get the credit.
Bill won't say much. He won't criticize. He won't give credit. No, it's good. It's tell you what. This is shaping up to be one hell of a year.
All right, we'll get back to your calls on Brady. Also, your summer binge-worthy shows.
Oh yes,
that's still in the conversation. Mm-hmm. We get back to those calls next. We got a tweet that said, "Okay, now that Shaughnessy's gone, we can get back to that, right?
Yes,
we can. We can mix that in." Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50 today, and coming up next, someone we know that you and I know passed away yesterday. We just wanted to say something quick about
that. We're going to touch on this real quick.
We'll do that coming back on the other side.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand at 1:20 here on this Tuesday. Before we get back to your calls, and we will do that momentarily, we wanted to take a minute, Zoe, and say that we're thinking of the family of someone we know who passed away yesterday.
Yep.
Who was someone we met through this station.
Yeah.
Through
probably,
one of our...
probably been on this show.
He has.
He has.
Yeah. He had been on this show in the past, I think about a year ago, Jim.
We did remotes down there. He sat in with us for a good 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, I remember it may have been the day that Claude was going to the Canadian. I remember we were arguing about Claude that day, but anyway, it's Felix Rappaport, who was the CEO of Foxwoods.
It's
CEO
unreal.
And president of Foxwoods Resort Casino, who you know we've been partnered with for quite some time, and we've had a lot of involvement there, and Zoe and I have done shows there a bunch of times, and Felix was the guy in charge of it all.
Yeah.
And we got to know him over the last 3 years or so, and we know that he was a big fan of ours, he was a big fan of the show, and he was a fabulous individual who died unexpectedly yesterday. He actually lived on site at Foxwoods, and he passed away unexpectedly. They found him yesterday. So we wanted to send thoughts to his family, but in addition to that, the entire Foxwoods family and everyone that we know that has worked with him side by side for years. He's been instrumental
in
everything that's gone on there.
All the changes, the vision to do it. He just went on that the high flyer, the zip line that I talked about going off the top of that Fox Tower. He just went off it like 2 weeks ago. Saw him last time I was down there. He looked great, but Yeah, our relationship with him over the years, and I mean, it'll continue with Foxwoods, but he was a huge, massive part into all the renovations and upgrading that they've done there at the casino on site, and lived there 24 hours a day. Yeah. Never left.
So
he did an amazing job down there.
That news broke yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, sad.
Very
sad,
unfortunate.
To hear.
Very sad. He was just great to us. He's a great
sure
guy
was.
To everybody. Anybody who ever met the guy, he made you feel like you were a, you know, superstar.
Yeah.
He's just one of those people.
Yeah, connections back home to me in Western Pennsylvania. His wife was from Charleroi, and he actually went to this little restaurant, Rigo's, there that we used to go to as a family back when we lived in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, sat there and shot the bleep with him for every time I was down there. And he always made a point to come out and find us when we were on site. And it's, he's going to be missed down there.
He's also got a long history in Vegas, too. He was a big executive in Vegas before he came to Foxwoods.
I talked to him about that in his time in Vegas. So he's going to be missed. He's a good man.
All right, 617-779-0985. We'll get back to the conversation on Brady, on the Red Sox, and also show suggestions to binge watch in the summer months. Ryan in New Hampshire on that. Thanks for hanging on, Ryan.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
Great. What do you got?
All right, so I heard you guys like The Office, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Parks and Recreation.
I tried it.
It's also not new. We need something new. You got anything newer?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's the same people.
No. Yeah.
Commercials.
Too long.
Commercials?
Trailer Park Boys.
The one that I keep getting a lot of is the Staircase. We've gotten a lot of Staircase.
Yeah, he's guilty, though.
Probably.
I think he's guilty.
But it's a fascinating story. And Evil Genius.
What's that one?
That's the one about, do you remember the guy who walked out of a bank with a bomb strapped around his
neck?
Oh,
this I have heard about. I've heard this is
it was Tommy Boy did that.
Fascinating.
And, when he went to meet
Callahan
Mr. Z.
Yeah,
no, that's a good one. I'm going to write this one down.
Evil Genius. It's a documentary series, and it's all about the guy who walked out of the bank and said, they made me rob this bank. I got a bomb strapped around my neck. I don't know what to do. I'm like, we don't know what to do. What are we going to do?
Dearm it.
I don't know. So I won't say anything, but this delves into who was behind this. Was that guy in on it? How did this happen? Did they get away with anything?
Yeah. See, I want a sicko that I'm going to watch. I need like some kind of like thriller. You know, this guy's got issues, and it's going to make me not sleep at night. Like, hook me in. I need that. Like, what's the hook there? What connection?
But you've never sat down and watched like an hour-long TV program week after week.
No,
it's just not you.
You can't do it.
You just do Cheers.
That's 30-minute sitcom. An hour-long like drama like
Morgan Mindy. Wait, a 30-minute sitcom that went off the air in, I think, 1992?
Mork and Mindy, yes. I was a big Mork and Mindy fan. When you were a kid, Mork and Mindy was on.
Jeffrey Winters stopped. He was perfect.
Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan.
But everything stopped when Mork and Mindy came on.
Cheers.
It's a good show.
Cheers. It's Woody Woman. Okay.
Dallas.
You didn't watch Dallas.
I did. Who shot JR? Yeah. That was huge. I was a kid.
That's like, I've never watched an episode of Dallas. I could tell you who shot JR. I could quote that.
Linda Evans. They had a good lineup. Is it Charlie's Angels I used to watch?
Okay, but now.
$6 million man.
As a grown human boy,
$6 million man.
Do you sit down and watch hour-long TV shows with your wife?
Not with that remote.
On a regular way.
No.
Do you watch TV with your wife?
Yeah,
ever?
Below Deck.
No, what are the shows you watched with your wife?
Below Deck.
Anything else?
Jersey Shore. Used to be the Hills with Lauren Conrad.
In that room.
How about while you were playing? You and the guys. Any shows?
Beavis,
we have like 30 or 40 years ago, and recently.
Beavis and Butthead exploded during our
Butthead.
Time.
Oh, that'd be good.
So we would have Beavis and Butthead parties.
I mean, you guys knew how to party.
That was about it, man. And you just go out.
And then
you don't watch TV.
Depending on what time practice was the next day, we might stick around and watch Daria together.
Oh, the best thing we ever did, though, was the OJ trial was on. We would have OJ watch parties in my condo.
But this is the thing. Like, whenever I talk to you at night, you are never sitting on the couch with your wife looking at a television program.
No.
No, you're often by yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what she watches?
A house full of people.
You know what I hate?
Zoe's alone.
Yeah.
Where
do you typically go? The basement? Is that
No. She likes watching all the Housewives, and I don't like the new ones.
So where does she go to watch
TV? The Atlanta ones are terrible.
Where do you go? Where does she go?
I'll go on the main floor unless Brody's playing Fortnite or Madden. I'll play him in that.
Right.
Usually get a game in once a night, and then You hit the basement, and I'll just put on whatever sport's on.
So you do hit the basement?
Yeah.
At some point?
Some point. It's nice and cool down there, too. Got a nice couch down there. Just, you can actually, you know, doze off down there. Nobody bugs you, because nobody's ever going to go to the basement. Kids get creeped out by the basement. I think it's scary. So you know you got your alone time in the basement.
What else is there to say?
How big is it?
It's a big one, but I mean, if you're going to watch it,
how many inches?
70.
What's the one in the basement?
60.
Oh, you can't watch.
What happened to that one?
You ruin your eyes watching the TV that small.
I know.
Strain yourself.
Wow, we got to go bigger.
Just strain yourself. I just don't think Zoe's going to be much help in this whole conversation.
I don't think he is either.
Because he doesn't
I need some for summer.
I think you should try to do something
until Shark,
like that.
Once Shark Week starts.
Oh, boy. See, you've got to, I think you've got to try something new.
Billy, your Friday night pants off, watch a TV with your girlfriend. What's your show? What's your hook?
Yeah, Billy Lanny.
Billy Lanny.
Come up with one for us, Billy, while we talk to Bill and Malden. Bill.
Another Malden.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey. What's up?
Not sure if you guys mentioned this series yet, but there's a new series on Netflix with the guy who played Dexter. It's called Safe.
Oh, we have not heard of this one yet.
It's only got 4 or 5 episodes out, and it's what Zoe's kind of looking for.
Wacko.
Dexter. Yeah, his daughter goes missing from a party.
Oh, Jesus.
And, you know, then after 2 or 3 episodes, the characters in the storyline really gets going really well. So it's called Safe. The guy was in 6 Feet Under and was the lead guy in the show Dexter is in. It's really good.
Okay.
That's Dexter.
Right, then.
D-E-X-T-A. So that's Dexter.
What's his name? It's Michael. Isn't it Michael Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall?
No, not Anthony Michael. Michael Hall is his name. Michael C. Hall. That's the guy. Safe is the name of it.
Michael? Michael C.
You know why? You know how I know? He can't watch. Zoe can't watch.
What?
It says it's a British television drama series.
Which means she was in a party.
It's set in Britain. There's British accents.
A party, and she Zoe, went to
exactly. There you go. Yeah. See, you can't.
She was having the bangers and mash, and next thing she disappeared from the pub. would look at the Kensington Palace. Freaking Brits. Oh, that yellow teeth on the show.
What Brits?
Freezing freaking Brits.
Oh, okay.
TV's on the freaking Fritz.
Oh. Brian and Danvers. Brian?
Hello. How are you today?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Got some wind out there, huh?
Before I even think about Brady, Brockmire on IFC is a show you guys should probably watch.
You know what? The Brockmire joke was over in about 3 or 4 episodes. I got it. I enjoyed it. But I didn't feel compelled to watch it anymore after that.
I'm thinking the second season's just as good as the first one so far.
Okay. I don't know if it's what's our buzzword today, Beetle? Binge worthy.
Is it binge worthy?
Is it binge worthy?
Is it leaving you clamoring for more?
I think Evil Genius has the potential. I'm gonna check out Black Mirror. Might check out Bloodline. Those are the ones.
I've got Evil Genius is the one thing I've written down so far.
What was the other one we decided? I thought we had another one here.
No, the other ones are Ozark. We're all waiting for Ozark season 2. Narcos is one that I will consider as
well.
And
you won't watch Peaky Blinders, which bothers me.
I did. I watched it, and I didn't like it. I didn't fall in love with it.
Well, how many episodes did you give it?
I think I watched 3 episodes.
You gotta at least give it till Tom Hardy shows up.
Get your brother?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Try it again, I guess. I'll try it again.
You gotta watch it with subtitles.
Evil Genius. Kevin and Malden, are you vouching for Evil Genius?
I am. I just watching it. It's unbelievable that you have to all watch that. You should all write that down. It's like a 4-part series. They're like 50 minutes long each, but it'll blow your mind how that all comes about.
I'm going to start tonight.
Oh, that's it. I'm in.
That's our second call from Malden.
Will you start?
What's name it?
Evil Genius.
Okay. Evil Genius.
What about the bank robber dude?
Sounds good.
You want to?
I'll do that.
Are we start all, tonight?
Are we'll we all committed to at least one episode tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Are you in?
I'm in. Jim, you in? Can you do it?
No, I don't have Netflix.
What do you got? Oh, well, sorry, Jim, and your YouTube TV.
Jesus.
Well, what time for Netflix? I have enough stuff to watch.
Why don't you take your plug-in lawnmower down
I'll
to
watch
the pawn
Netflix
shop.
Like in 5 years when my kids get older and I can have time to do stuff.
By the way, I took a picture.
I don't have a lot to watch.
Hold on. I was in Lowe's.
Softball tonight?
I was in Lowe's the other day. I forgot to send this to you guys. Look at this end cap of lawnmowers. Look at those. Perfect for Louth. know. They've got both.
I walked 40 in Lowe's the other day and I thought
80-volt lawnmowers. They were on sale. I thought about maybe letting
Jim,
you know.
I walked in Lowe's. I thought of you, Louth. I saw all this stuff right there by the grills and it had all the mowers out. I'm like, Jim would love this.
Why don't you go down and pawn that plug-in lawnmower? Maybe you get enough money for 1 month of Netflix and then you can finish watching Evil Genius with us and we can talk about it together.
Why don't you get the robot mower? Just mows your lawn.
I have HBO this month.
This month? This month? When does it expire?
2 weeks.
Can you get the Bunny Ranch?
The day I was homesick, I needed something to watch.
Today's
so
the
I
day you're killing, isn't it, Hardy?
I got HBO.
You're
going to
kill him today.
I'm not going to kill him, but
you probably will.
I think it's obvious that we...
When you get not, HBO, do you get the HBO adult channels?
We can't be friends with him anymore. We just...
At the very least.
At the very least.
T-Bone, you got Netflix?
Jim's going to end up...
Of course he has Netflix.
Yeah, of course he does. T-Bone's got everything.
T-Bone knows what he's doing.
Jim's T-Bone, new executive producer of the Zolak and Bertrand
Jim,
show.
Jim, you're fired.
Yeah. Jim, where do you like your soda from? Oh, I don't do it. I make my own soda at home. Spritzer machines. Already some headlines and we continue to hammer Jim next.
Sports Hub headlines.
I wanted to have soda, but we ran out of CO2 cartridges. I couldn't make any more. That's too bad because I got some of the ginger ale syrup left over, and it's gonna expire. Red Sox road trip continues tonight. They're at Target Field, where Chris Sale will go to the mound for the first of three against the Twins. Three more before they're back home at Fenway Park. Matt Grizzlick has a new two-year, $2.8 million extension with the Bruins. Meanwhile, head coach of the Washington Capitals, Barry Trotz, gave his resignation today. Apparently his deal was up, but he did have in his contract that he'd get an extension if the team won the Stanley Cup under his tenure. Not enough for him, and he wants to seek a job elsewhere. Senators today trading left winger Mike Hoffman to the Sharks, who then traded him to the Panthers. All of this because Hoffman's fiance reportedly has been harassing Eric Carlson's wife online. Headlines are brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, keeping drains flowing for homes and businesses in the greater Boston area since 1976. Go to johnsewer.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5 The Sports Up.
Hey, just an update, by the way, as we talk about binge-worthy shows, I actually did believe that Making a Murderer was very good, very binge-worthy.
Oh,
I mean, that was something you ripped through in like two nights. Oh, I think it was on like 2 years ago now.
Jesus.
More than that.
Felger Mass intern gave another one. I heard
two and a half years ago? It's been a while.
The intern from Felger Mass at Fargo.
Oh, I've seen that.
Good.
Season two, I didn't like season two. I really liked season one, though. Mm. Season one was close to what the movie was. Season two was
Making a Murderer, first episode aired December 2015.
It's okay, so two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
I bring it up because the U.S. Supreme Court will consider Brendan Dassey's appeal this Thursday.
Wow.
This week.
Wow.
The U.S. Supreme Court's consideration of his appeal was originally set for last week, will now take place later this week. How about that? The High Court will not announce its decision on Thursday, but it could release its ruling on Dassey's request the following Monday. So that would be less than a week from now. Four justices must vote to grant the petition for Dassey's appeal to be heard by the entire High Court. Again, he was convicted in 2007 of being one of the people, him and his uncle, who killed a 25-year-old photographer. And that was the case that was featured in Making a Murderer. Just thought it was
That's
worth
a good
an
update, Beetle. Thank
Just
you.
Worth an update.
Joe has no idea
Let's
who
go to the High
about.
Court this week.
That's one you should watch. Just go back and watch Making
it's
a Murderer.
Worth it.
Making a Murderer. What am I watching tonight? What's in the name of that show?
Evil Genius.
Evil Genius. Right.
Evil Genius. Dang it. He already forgot. He's high-fiving last segment.
I'll put in my notes.
Now he can't even remember.
Just text me later.
Everybody except everybody. Jim. Jim will be able to watch
Jim
it, once,
can't
it's
watch
out,
it.
Once it's out on Laserdisc.
Yeah.
You'll
Jim,
be able to watch it.
Jim hasn't hooked up his rabbit ear yet.
Laserdisc.
Listen, I'm the only cord cutter in the bunch here. I just don't have Netflix because I don't need it. million shows to watch.
Well, if we we're going to watch Evil Genius, you do need it.
Yeah, I'm just glad your son can watch Larry Bird replays over and over and over and over again. It's all matters.
I can't remember the last time we had a topic like this that got the feedback and reaction this one has.
Hot dogs.
Do you have any emails? How many emails have you had today, Zoe?
Oh, a lot.
My email box is filled.
I'll read a couple
with
here.
Suggestions. Matt in Worcester has a show idea. We've got a whole phone bank full of people with their shows. Go.
Yeah. So, if you liked the Saw movies, that is Evil Genius.
Oh,
those guys are absolutely bananas. Is that what I'm watching?
You're watching that tonight, yes. Yeah. So okay. That's what you're watching tonight.
I guarantee you won't be able to just watch one episode tonight. You'll watch the whole thing. You'll watch all four.
I don't know about that.
Should we all get, like, on a conference call?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we should do.
One, two, three, go.
We'll 1, 2, 3, go at a certain time.
Watch at the same time and text while it's happening.
And text while it's happening.
I like that.
Like a game.
I like a game.
We do that during games, yes.
Yes.
All right, I'll watch the Sox.
Yeah, have fun.
You guys can do that.
We're doing it at 7, Jim.
Take your pants
off by 8:10. The first pitch.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jim.
You'll be sleeping in 40 minutes.
If we do Evil Genius tonight, and we watch it, and we all take our notes, and we all make our mental notes and watch it, and come in and talk about that tomorrow, it would probably get more reaction than anything we do on the Red Sox.
Let's come in. You talk about Jackie Bradley.
That's not my fault. That's not my fault. By the way,
blame them.
I don't make that up.
Maybe we should make it like an event for the audience too, and we decide right now, everybody
live tweet,
start watching Evil Genius episode one at a certain time tonight, and we can all interact with each other.
It's gonna be a new thing. You know how like when Rudolph comes out, and I kind of live tweet that during Christmas. It's a tradition.
Yes,
we're gonna start sort of our own show thing here.
John is in Shrewsbury. John,
hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi. How are you?
Not too bad. Got a small list that can get bigger as you want.
Ooh.
Stand back.
All right. Yep.
Don't know how this thing is going to get. Go ahead.
Well, if you're any Marvel fans,
I am.
No, Netflix, move on.
No, I am.
You're
Netflix
not.
Has their
shut up.
Netflix has what? All their own Marvel series.
Okay.
Those are good.
They were like Thor.
You're really selling.
Not
there,
movies,
John.
Right? These are
they call Rich Shurton leave with that one. He's into the comics and the
what's
superheroes.
What's your
and
favorite
that stuff?
Superhero
not my
movie
deal.
You've seen?
I don't watch those movies.
Oh God, I love the Iron Man ones. With
everybody likes Iron Man. If you said you're a Marvel guy,
yeah.
What do you like?
That one. I like Spider Man. I like Thor. I like the Hulk. I like Captain America. What? You're laughing at.
Well, then you'd be perfect.
Maybe this is for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it is for
you. Watch
me.
With the kids. They love them.
Wonder Woman?
No.
I associate Rich with all
fake
that.
Fake plane.
Like, ever since the day that he looked at me.
Give me a freaking break with your plane.
I've never felt so small as the day where I was like, who's Stan Lee again?
I'll tell you what.
Oh. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, dude, I don't know. Who is he?
You'll never know anything about this. Hardy, I don't know if you remember when you were kids, when we were kids. Remember when they had the Legion of Doom?
Sure.
And they had the collectible figures, the figurines, the little ones.
Yeah, the rich kids.
The cool kids had them.
Yeah.
Cool kids had them.
Did you have them?
There was then you had the invisible plane, which was plastic plane.
Let's
do this. That's not really invisible.
No. We've got five calls on the board.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do.
Rapid fire.
We're rapid fire. As soon as we pile you up, just say the name of the show.
We need a song. Right.
Caesar in the Car. What show?
All right. So here we go.
Caesar really live there?
You already screwed it up. All I want is the name of the show. Jay and Milford, name of the show, go.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nope. Already had that today, and it's not new.
Sitcom, not doing it.
Joe and Southie, what show?
The Jinx on HBO.
Okay, I've heard good things about that.
Heard that too. Did not watch it. Think maybe, probably should.
Also, True Crime, The Jinx.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on the list.
A lot of crime stuff.
We'll look into that. I like that. Good job. Nick in the Car, go.
Mindhunters and The Punisher.
Punisher.
I'm not. Is that a karmic thing too? I crush a lot.
Mindhunter, good. Really dark. Really weird. About serial killers.
If you like the movie Seven, right?
Yeah. Love it.
Same director, same guy behind it. David Fincher, right? Yep. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Right.
That type of pacing, dialogue.
Sicko.
Sure. It's just good.
Is that with Morgan Freeman in it?
No.
Seven
was with Morgan Freeman in
You got it.
Brad Pitt.
You got it. Kevin Spacey.
Last one. John is in the Car. John.
The Blacklist.
Yeah, I tried it. A little too cute.
Movie Seven. Right?
Yeah. The same director.
What?
Guy behind
wow, there is such a delay. The delay. The Blacklist is on regular TV, is it not?
Yeah. And it's James Spader, who I like, but it's just a little too...
Generally speaking, I don't love things that are on network television.
Yeah,
it's from a bygone era.
You watch The Blacklist once, you're like, I kind of see where this is going, and it seems like for older people. It seems like something my mother would...
Or your nana.
Yeah, mom would really like The Blacklist. To her, that's cutting edge.
Evil Genius, Narcos, The Jinx, Mindhunters. That's what we heard recently. Evil Genius is on the list, though. That's what we took out of today. We must see Evil Genius,
and we're
I
watching,
think we've accomplished something.
We're watching
here.
Episode one tonight. What time?
8:30.
Are we gonna tweet or text while we're watching it?
Maybe
text.
Both.
Okay. We have
today's,
to start at 8:30.
Yes.
Okay.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake at 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com. Good conversation right there on the off-air show that we have. We don't have one, but we're talking about cast iron pans.
Cast iron skillets.
Yes.
Air show.
And how you cure them.
Hell yeah.
Best way to treat them. You want to get that good cast iron flavor?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't go washing it.
See, you know, I'm a big fan of Twister.
So, do you use your cast iron in the house or do you use it on the grill?
No, you got to use it in the house.
Can't use it on your grill, though?
I don't know if you can, but
you got to go. Here's the key.
We use ours in the house for things that you would normally put on the grill.
Because you got to finish it in the oven. You got to finish it in the oven. That's the key.
Right.
You can't cook the whole steak on the stovetop in the pan like Aunt Meg did.
Use them over a fire if you're camping.
Could do that.
Could do that, right?
You know what I've been watching, too? The
here we go.
The Cracker Barrel commercials, where the campfire.
Yeah, I've been binge watching those. The Cracker Barrel commercials.
So we got the corn, the steak tips, the little potatoes, the little mushrooms, and tomato cut up with the little seasoning in. Wrap it up in tinfoil, throw that thing right in the campfire.
Get them on Vimeo.
About a half hour, let that thing go.
Mm.
Delicious.
That just reminded me. We have to get Zoe's. Remember the Celtics were like the pearl onions of the Kevin Durant summer? On the Thanksgiving table, we need to get the LeBron where the Celtics are on the LeBron table at some point. Yeah.
Well, they might be the green bean casserole this year.
At some point in the next couple weeks, we got to talk about that.
They're not the turkey.
Do you like the green bean casserole?
I love it.
I do love green bean casserole.
I could eat that and stuffing, and I'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. To the takeaways we go.
Go.
Zoe never gave us his real field temperature for the day, didn't you?
I told you that outside. So it reminded me of 11 a.m. Saturday morning day at the Cape, and you're sort of heading down to the store, the provision store, because you're getting ready for the boat.
Provision store.
Packing a little beer, a little soda, a little waters for the kids, juice boxes. You got to get the hard salami, the pickled peppers, and cheese block. And just something you could cut up on the boat.
Feels like one of those days, like a Saturday.
Saturday, we're going to the boat. We got about 11 people. Make sure you cover everybody.
So even though it's near 2 o'clock on a Tuesday in Boston, 79
degrees. It feels more like a Saturday on the Cape in July.
Buying provisions for the boat.
Yeah.
All right.
And the actual temperature is
79 degrees.
And now we know what that feels like.
Hey. Right.
Very good.
Right.
Also today, Scott Zolak. There were so many things. They're all while Shaughnessy was here.
Yes.
All right. Do you just start with the first one here, Jim? Does it require any other explanation?
Right. Shaughnessy's my takeaway too. So go ahead.
Another Zoe impression. Bill Cosby and OJ were his groomsmen.
Oh my God.
That's a hell of a wedding party.
Wow.
Couldn't get Jeffrey Dahmer?
Unavailable.
Wow.
I'll bring the jello pudding.
Nailed it. Good one, Zoe.
Thank you.
Mine is along those same lines, Hardy. My takeaway is Zoe, who I went somewhere after we played Stephen A. Smith on Brady and Belichick. Dan, you like Stephen A.?
Love Stephen A.
I do too. And if you've ever met him, if you ever have a chance to meet Stephen A., take him up on that. Just like, this guy's cool. Like, this guy.
We used to do...
he looks cool as hell, man. I saw him at the Super Bowl, and he walked by. I didn't know he was 6'5".
Oh, he's very athletic.
But he had a nice suit on. He got up. He had that wheelie bag behind him, one of those Maz wheelie bags.
Yeah.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I just morphed into Stephen A. Smith. I'm so angry now. Jimmy Garoppolo was here. I'll bring the jello pudding.
I think it was more of a Ray Lewis that you morphed into. But
yeah, I sort of take on the personality of the person I'm talking about.
It's
like when I do the Morgan Freeman.
Why are you talking like that?
It's
start talking like Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A.
Yeah.
You treat Stephen A. Smith like a proctologist, though. If you have a chance to meet a proctologist at a party,
you don't
go anywhere because the stories are the best. And they all end the same way. Million to one shot, Doc.
Oh,
million to one.
He got up, he had that wheelie bag behind him, one of those Maz wheelie bags.
Yeah. Why are you talking like that?
Maz wheelie bags.
Yeah, but it's like when
wheelie
I talk
bag
about...
Wheelie bag Maz.
When we talk about
wheelie
Maz...
Wheelie bag man.
I morph into my Maz.
I haven't seen Maz with the wheelie bag in years.
He's,
you still have the wheelie bag, Maz? Yeah,
you know what? He stopped about 4 months ago bringing that thing.
I haven't seen...
Because I would always relocate it throughout the building, and Maz would get upset. I would touch Maz's willy bag more than I ever touched his food, and he always thought I touched his food.
Crazy. Well, because once upon a time, you probably did.
Shrimp. No, I never did. Never did. I used to hide Maz's willy bag. Speaking of Dan Shaughnessy, big fan of David Bowie. If you're out swimming and you're stuck out there off a boat, find the nearest buoy and hang on to it. I don't think the sweater in the Oprah interview helped. I strike the Dr. Seuss look.
I see more of David Bowie, you know, kind of going that way.
Is that Bowie? Bowie?
Like Bowie. A Bowie
Who's
name?
Bowie.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, what is that David Bowie song, Chinese Girl? Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Chinese Girl by David Bowie.
He sings that song, Chinese Food.
Yeah, he sings the song Dungarees. Right? Dungarees.
It's funny. It's funny. I'm singing that. I had my headphones on. I was listening to David Bowie, and I was holding Chinese food. And China Girl came on. It's crazy.
Modern Romance by David Bowie. Space Abnormal.
Boy, so it is evil genius?
Evil Genius.
Okay, we're watching that tonight.
Evil Genius, just episode one. Let's do a 9 o'clock start so we can all have enough time, take care of the kids, bump to bed.
Tom's in, Jim's out because Jim is detached.
Well, we're going to take care of Jim. We'll get Jim situated.
Oh.
What if I FaceTime Jim?
Hey.
I can legally do that, right? It's not a fight.
We'll get Jim situated.
Huh.
We'll get Jim situated.
Jesus.
God knows what the hell just happened there.
Boy. I don't know.
I was wearing a hat.
I know you came in.
We
were hoping you didn't fix the hair.
Threw the hat. Is everything okay?
The hair's working.
Oh, you want to talk about the hat?
Yes. Yes, we want to talk about the hat.
Oh, someone's had him a day.
What kind of hat is it?
It's a hat.
Daddy's drunk and pissed.
Hey.
What are you talking about, Phil Mickelson?
Have fun with this one, Maz.
Let's do it.
We got a live one today. Felger Maz up next.
Felger's coming in hot. Felger Maz
next. This
should
be a good one. Look, good luck, Brady.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Dan. How are you? Nice to see you. What'd you make of the interview with Brady?
Well, first of all, I didn't watch it.